Hello again, I'm your host Adrian Iosifescu, and this is episode 10 of the History of the Romanian Jews podcast. Today we will discuss Romanian Jewish immigration to America. Previous to the Russian-Turkish War of 1877, in which Romania took an active part, gaining her independence from the Ottoman Empire, the Romanian Jews did not often hear of a Jew as an immigrant to US. Sporadic migration, however, brought Romanian Jews to every port of the globe, with the exception of America, which, for no particular reason, did not attract their attention. India and Egypt seem to have been more favored than other countries, and Palestine was holy ground to which rich and pious Romanian Jews resorted in their old age to die and to be buried in its sacred soil. America was spoken of as a country almost beyond reach. As early as 1810, some Romanians in Bombay, India, hearing of fortunes made in North America and not finding India to their liking, sailed to New York. Arriving at their destination, they thought themselves as the pioneers of Romanian Jewry on the American continent, but they were told that others of the same type have been their forerunners. Diligent inquiry failed to determine the exact names, occupations, and dates of the earliest comers. However, it remains an undisputed fact that even the sporadic emigration of Romanian Jews in the United States did not start much earlier than 1850. As late as 1870, a Romanian Jewish immigrant might wander about the American country for months without meeting one of his countrymen. But after 1877, the immigration to America began to increase, and almost at once the peculiarities of the immigrant obtruded themselves in American life. These peculiarities were not religious and not national in character. They were chiefly gastronomic. The first impression made by the Romanian Jews upon the American Jewish community was in the culinary department. From 1878 until 1882, the immigration gradually increased from 261 to 1050, 40% of them being women and children. In fact, if it is desired to know when the Romanian Jews were more than persecuted by their government, it's not necessary to look up the Romanian edicts against the Jews. We have only to study the annual variation in the number of arrivals in US. In 1888, for instance, there was an increase of nearly 2,000 as compared with the immigration in the previous year. But the next year showed an increase of only 400 over 1887. This irregular course continued until 1900, when the Romanian Jewish emigration reached amazing proportions. During all these years, although Romanian Jews went to nearly every part of the United States and Canada, the city of New York was the goal of their wanderings. Almost all the Romanian Jews in America either were residents of New York or had passed through the metropolis in seeking their fortunes elsewhere. This rule has been broken after 1900s when well-known European benevolent associations transported a considerable number of Romanian wanderers to the Canadian shores. In 1901, it was established that nearly 40,000 Romanian Jews were on the American soil, 24,000 of whom were living in the greater New York. 17,000 Romanian Jews actually emigrated to the United States in the period 1881-1914. Among them, there were two brothers of my maternal great-grandfather from Botoşan. Many of these Jewish emigrants from Eastern European countries, including Romania, affiliated themselves with fraternal organizations called Landsmannschaft in Yiddish, and organized in order to be able to buy burial plots, give each other interest-free loans, and other forms of mutual aid for their landsmen or countrymen. Usually, these communal organizations were even more locally based, not just for Jewish immigrants sharing a country background, like Romania, but for specific cities, towns, and villages from Romania. The bulk of Romanian Jewish immigrants remain in New York, in which they have established congregations and societies and developed individual businesses. The earliest Romanian Jewish immigrants did not attempt to separate themselves from the other Jews in terms of religious affairs. But as soon as the more orthodox class began to arrive and some of them became prosperous in worldly affairs, they thought of indulging in the luxury of a synagogue of their own, and they devoted themselves to the formation of society somewhat modeled on those that they had in their Romanian home. As early as 1884, two Romanians occupied a basement on Hester Street where they manufactured grape wine and served it in Romanian fashion. Then they installed a complete Romanian kitchen with all a Romanian palate could desire. Others were encouraged to follow suit, and the Romanian kirchuma, in English, wine house or restaurant, became a lucrative business in New York. The first patrons, naturally, were Romanians, but soon other Jews flocked to them and paid homage to Romanian culinary art. At the end of 1885, a score of Romanian Jews assembled in a meeting and decided to hire a hall on the Bowery in New York for holding religious services in the manner they were accustomed to in the old country. They called themselves simply the First Romanian American Congregation, without the usual addition of a Hebrew name. The first Romanian Jews in the U.S. conducted services according to the Sephardic ritual. Congregations consisted of Ashkenazim. It was natural to provide for their own religious needs as well. The Jew in Romania was accustomed to go to the synagogue on Saturdays at his leisure, as a place at which to meet and converse with the friends and acquaintances whom he could not see during the week. Once established in America, he longed for the old-time synagogue, which was his club as well. The first Romanian congregation, which met on the Bowery, consisted of about 15 members who were not sufficiently blessed with worldly goods to purchase a scroll of the law. They had to hire one from a Hebrew book dealer on Canal Street. The congregation rarely met during the week. If one of the members had to recite Kaddish, he either had to go and gather a minyan himself or visit the synagogue of another congregation. But on the Shabbat day, the little hall was packed. If a Romanian Jew wanted to see any of his countrymen, he was sure to find him there, or at least meet someone he would probably know. Contrary to expectations, this first Romanian congregation did not thrive, and had it not been for the great masses pouring in from Romania and for the benevolent purpose which it added to its religious objects, it would have had decayed entirely. It continued to meet on the Bowery until 1893, when it took a 10-year lease on a building at 70 Hester Street and established a synagogue at which the full quorum of religious services was held. At this moment, its membership did not exceed 200. On a similar basis, another congregation, Kahal Adat Yeshurum, was established in 1897. It also leased a building at 79 Hester Street for a period of 10 years, and its membership ran up to about the same number as the membership of the other one, about 200 people. Romanian Jews founded the first Romanian American congregation, also known as Congregation Shaarei Shomayim, Gates of Heaven in Hebrew, or Rumanische Shul, Romanian Synagogue in Yiddish, at 8993 Rivington Street on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. The congregation was organized in 1885 by Romanian Jewish immigrants to serve the Lower East Side's large Romanian Jewish community. The Rivington Street building, erected around 1860, switched between being a church and a synagogue, was extensively remodeled in 1889. The first Romanian-American congregation finally purchased it in 1902 and again remodeled it. The synagogue became famous as the Cantor's Carnegie Hall because of its high ceilings and good acoustics and seating for up to 1,800 people. George Burns, the comedian, was a member here, and Edward G. Robinson, the famous movie star, had his bar mitzvah here. The congregation's membership was in the thousands in the 1940s, but by the early 2000s had declined to around 40 as Jews moved out of the Lower East Side. Though its building was listed on the National Register of Historical Places in 1998, the congregation was reluctant to accept outside assistance in maintaining it. In January 2006, the synagogue's roof collapsed and the building was demolished 2 months later. You could see in the episode notes some photos of the synagogue. The Romanian Jews, who became first U.S. citizens, called a meeting at 101 Orchard Street and, after a short debate, concluded to form a political organization. A discussion arose as to the party to which the club was to belong. None of the persons present was sufficiently conversant with the principles of the different political organizations to be in a position to advise to which the new organization should give its support. A prominent figure in the Romanian-American Jewry worth of mentioning was the late Michael Rosenthal, who arrived here early in the 1800s. Though a cobbler by trade, he plunged into business first as a peddler, then he opened a saloon, and in a few years he had accumulated a little fortune. He was himself almost illiterate, but he loved men of education and he thought their society and advice. With the aid of such persons, he established in 1885 a benevolent and endowment association called the American Star. The early members of the society were Romanian Jews exclusively, but later other Jews joined as well. It's worth discussing the first Romanian Jewish actors who began to arrive in New York as early as 1881. They played in a concert hall on the Bowery, at that time known as the Oriental Theater. At the end of 1886, the best Jewish company of actors and actresses came to New York and took up their headquarters at another concert hall, renaming their honor the Romanian Opera House. The company soon attracted the attention of the entire Jewish population of New York. Nevertheless, the income was not sufficient to support the members of the troupe, and they suffered hardships. The company of actors was fully equipped with wardrobe, scenery, and even Yiddish plays from Romania. The authors composed all manner of new plays, but the undertaking languished until 1895, when skills began to command its due price. In the early 1900s, three great theaters were active on the Bowery: the People's Theater, the Thalia, and the Windsor, all Jewish. It may be said that the Yiddish press and literature, though not founded by Romanian Jews, owed their literary success greatly to the Romanian Jewish influence. The occupations of the Romanian Jews in the United States did not differ materially from the occupation of other Jews, with the exception of their wine cellars, coffee houses, and restaurants. When they arrived in America, they speedily found work at their trades. They worked hard and accumulated as much as possible, and after a few years of industrious labor, they nearly all started some kind of business. If they succeeded, they continued to thrive. If they failed, they returned to their original calling. Among them, there was rarely one to be found who applied himself to the learning of a trade, a new trade, at his arrival in the U.S., a practice so common among other immigrant Jews. In general, arriving Romanian Jews without a trade would become peddlers, dealing in all kinds of merchandise, chiefly dry goods and jewelry. In this capacity, they would journey not only through the state of New York, but all over the country, and then settle down to a permanent location, either in the New York City area or in some other favorable spot. Among them were successful merchants with establishments not only on Grant and Canal Streets in New York, but also on Maiden Lane and Broadway. They were engaged in the wholesale diamond and woolen trades, and some in the banking business on Wall Street. Romanian Jews follow similar occupations in the larger towns in Pennsylvania and Massachusetts. After the war with Spain, a considerable number of Romanian Jews went to Cuba and Puerto Rico, and their business thrived on both islands. Romanian Jewish young men who came to U.S. with their parents took up special studies immediately upon their arrival and qualified themselves as physicians, lawyers, dentists, and engineers. In the early 1900s, more than 10% of East Side lawyers and physicians in New York were Romanian Jews. It is said that the Philadelphia Dental College was always attended by a fair percentage of Romanian students. The Romanian cafe, as well as the Romanian wine cellar and restaurant, was conducted in New York more or less the same way as in Romania. The Romanian Jews gathered at these public houses for many purposes besides eating and drinking. They served as meeting places with friends, where they discussed business and social matters, and where, above all, in Oriental fashion, over a cup of black coffee and through the blue smoke curling up from their cigarettes, they indulged in a game of cards or chess. The cafe was a perfect innocent resort, and it was one of the places where Romanian Jews found enjoyment. The owners of the cafes and similar places have done a thriving business on the east side of New York, some even accumulated fortunes. In the early 1900s, it was estimated that there were in New York 150 restaurants, 200 wine cellars with lunch rooms attached, and about 30 coffee houses kept by Romanian Jews. The situation of their brethren in Romania appealed to their generosity, and under the leadership of Dr. Ziegelstein, one of the prominent physicians of New York, the Romanian Hebrew Aid Association was formed in 1898. The association was called into existence by a few Romanian Jews for the express purpose of ameliorating the conditions of the poor immigrants arriving from Romania. It had quickly grown into a powerful charitable institution, and when the great influx of Romanian refugees came in 1899 and 1900, it was able to extend a helping hand to the unfortunates. It has attracted the attention of many charitably inclined Jews, and large sums have been entrusted to it for distribution among its wards. I quote from a 1901 newspaper article: "The Romanian Jews are viewed as an industrious class of people with a proper appreciation of American institutions, learning to speak and read English in a shorter time than other immigrants. They regarded the United States as their permanent home and do everything within the bounds of possibility to qualify themselves to be worthy citizens of the great republic that has offered them a secure haven of rest. Among the well-known Americans of Romanian Jewish ancestry are famous actors like George Burns, Bela Lugosi, Edward G. Robinson, Johnny Weissmuller, John Houseman, Lauren Bacall, Harvey Keitel, Dustin Hoffman, and many others. The episode notes provide a long list of well-known Jewish Americans of Romanian ancestry. Next week, we will discuss Romanian Jews in Israel. Until then, be well.